So weird. It sounds like I'm saying Gordon, but I'm not.
What is happening, my invasion pals?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Great. Celebrating the Rangers getting their new hitting offensive coach.
Oh,
offensive coordinator?
Person man? Yeah, offensive coordinator. So when did that become a thing?
I don't know. That's a very interesting thought.
Like, everyone I've talked to, no one got the memo of when that became a thing.
Pitching coach, hitting coach, yes. Offensive coordinator? Right. Is there a defensive coordinator?
I guess there is. Coordinates the defensive structure of the Rangers.
Well, who is it for the Rangers?
I don't know.
Mike Zimmer.
Because I thought that the skipper was the offensive coordinator of the Major League Baseball team.
There's no way Bruce Bochy approved of an offensive coordinator as old school as he is.
Yeah.
What?
I do wonder, though, like, what does like a head coach of the NFL do when he has an offensive defensive coordinator and he's not the play caller? So does he just approve? His job is to veto something?
I will bet, you know, with the headphones and he's hearing everything that's going on and he has the ability to say, hey, just do this or do that. You're overseeing everything with the challenge, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot going on a football field. And just think about when your head coach is your offensive or defensive coordinator. They're calling plays.
I don't understand how they do that.
I don't see how they
can
do it either.
That always makes me nervous, to be quite honest. When I'm watching an NFL game, I'm seeing a head coach or even just an offensive coordinator, but particularly if they're the head coach offensive coordinator, that they I'm like, how are you taking in anything? How can you make decisions this quickly on what's happening in the game? You have to get the next play going when you can't even really respond to what had just happened in that play.
And then while the defense is going, you're thinking about what's the next play you're going to call, and someone's in your ear trying to say, hey, coach, what do you want to do here? Like, I don't know.
Hot dogs. Too nervous making.
Like during the week when you're trying to put together your game plan for the offensive plays you're going to call versus how many times you actually need to coach and be involved in some of the other groupings and all that.
And why do they just script 15?
Yeah,
if it works so well when they script 15, script 40. And then you can plan on other things. You just have the plays already ready to go.
We know what they're supposed to do.
I know.
I don't know why they can't figure it out
yet. They should hire us.
Yeah.
Easily.
Like, so, yes, what happened over the weekend that I need to be aware of to you guys? Something unusual had to have happened.
Something unusual.
Something unusual happened to the missus yesterday that we talked about in our opening segment that I had never heard before in my entire life.
Oh, so, I missed this.
So she went to get her nails done. She's gone on a girls' trip.
Okay.
So she's getting all pretty to go on a girls' trip. And she went to the salon. And the last time she went, there was a fella that did her nails that she didn't like. And she wanted to try and avoid that same...
Wait, a guy did her nails?
Yeah.
Huh.
And didn't like it.
Because I've been in nail places and it seems to be all women.
The majority of the time, but I've been in there where there are fellows that's working
on... The one right down here has a couple of guys.
Right. Yeah. So that's not unusual, but there was a lady that...
Like big, burly guys. It's like Charles Haley doing your nails.
Yeah, no, they're usually not. Yeah, they're usually not Charles Haley.
They're men.
Well, what are they usually like?
Just normal looking guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Craig doing your nails.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Like Craig doing your nails.
George doing your nails.
Very average. Yep.
Okay.
That's Jimmy Neutron. He's doing
good.
So, as she has the one lady there that's doing her nails and she's cool with it, there's another lady that walked in and said that in her vows with her husband, no other dude is allowed to touch her.
Okay.
So the lady had to leave my wife doing her nails to go do hers.
And the guy switched and started doing her nails, the guy she didn't like?
But she was like, no, she wanted to wait because the last time the guy didn't do him very well.
Okay.
So she waited.
He wasn't inappropriate. He just wasn't that great.
No. Right. He just didn't do a good job of it.
You don't have any problem with a man doing your wife's nails?
No.
A man giving your wife a massage?
Absolutely not.
A man...
Just keep going.
Yes.
Waxing your wife?
Go for it. That's his job. Go for it.
giving her breast exams, even if he's not a doctor.
Okay, well, if he's not a doctor.
Oh.
You got to hand me your card. Well, here's my card.
What kind of exam is it?
He has a handwritten business card.
I did play softball one time against my wife's gynecologist.
Mm.
And it was a guy.
Quite uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah.
When y'all shook each other's hands, did you feel the power?
Yeah, God, look at that.
Knowing where each hand has been.
I was pitching. He was at the plate. He kind of gave me a wink and a nod. And I threw the ball right at his head. Hey, man. No, no problems at all. Why would you put that in your vows?
So she has a male gynecologist.
Yes.
She prefers that.
I have no clue.
I guess she does.
I don't care.
He has that expertise.
Sure.
He's seen so many.
He has. Every day.
Yeah, I guess he would see more
every
than...
Every single day. I know.
And then you go home and you're like, really?
Because, you know, the wife is like, hey... Right. That's your job. You know your way around.
So
let's go.
A male usually sees more of those than females do. So they should be female doctors. Like the male should be the gynecologist, right? Because he has most experience going into the occupation.
Well, he's not.
Maybe. Maybe he's only ever seen one. Maybe he's never seen one.
But chances are you're guaranteed. I would say you're guaranteed a female gynecologist has at least seen one, but I've been appalled at the lack of anatomical knowledge that many women have of female gynitals. We've talked about that on the air before.
But yeah,
women
guess.
Not knowing how everything
but
works.
But you're saying
down there.
A dude has seen more. While that's true, it's not for medical purposes that you've seen those.
True.
It's definitely
it's
pleasure.
And you may
it's
see
the pleasure
something you
principle.
Don't want to see.
Yes. That should be a song.
It is.
But
it's the
know.
Same. It's the reverse.
The principle of mm-mm. pleasure.
I've never heard NSYNC do it, so I don't know if it's a song.
You haven't seen it on Friends, mm-mm. so it hasn't.
Nope. Never appeared in Friends.
That's right. No, it's you would think that has to be a thankless job. So thankless.
What, to be a gynecologist?
Yeah, man.
I think they get thanked all the time.
Yeah, thanks for looking.
When are they going to start tipping? Are they going to have the iPad when you're done and kind of turn it around just
gonna,
right when
just
you're
turn
in the
around.
Stirrups?
It's going to ask you a few questions.
You have to hit 20%, 25%.
I can't stand it. I did go into one place. Where was this? This was just like a couple days ago. And they spun the iPad around and you had three options on the tip. And all of the options were 10%.
Huh.
Which part of me is like... annoyed that there's no option for no tip. Not that I would take it because I always feel social pressure to tip no matter what. But I like the fact that they capped it at 10% and all of them were 10%.
That would probably
because
make
now,
you do it more.
Dude, now I go to places and the lowest tip choice you have is 22%.
Yeah, I see that a lot too. And I just X out of that and leave a dollar.
And then
I
asked about it. I said, why is the low, just curious, why is the lowest tip option 22% rather than 20% the way it used to be? And they said inflation.
Oh, okay. That
I'm
doesn't
like,
make any
I don't
sense.
Think you understand percentages.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think they do. They do.
Anyway, now, go ahead. Yes. You were telling me about your wife getting her nails done by.
And she tips her.
And the guy, the
oh,
woman,
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah,
woman,
yeah.
The woman who could not be touched
by another
man.
Dude that's in the vows of her at the wedding.
Like
and Travis is saying that
feet.
It was completely brought up by her. And I want to disagree on that. I think there are way more controlling dudes out there.
I could see that for sure. Where
then,
the guy's like, you do not let another man touch
you. Wait,
yep.
you mean Travis is trying to say that the woman wanted it in the wedding vows?
Right.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I totally think the opposite. That there are more dudes saying, no. There is no other man will touch my woman.
Well,
no matter what.
She allowed it to be in the vows, and presumably she's okay with it. Otherwise, why did she agree to it? And
but don't there are some things
she's honoring it.
Some things you will say that you don't necessarily agree with, thinking that it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah,
you just said it. I mean,
there's compromises in a relationship.
Yeah.
Every good relationship, you give and take, even though it wasn't initially your idea. So, I mean. She's going with it. Isn't that honorable that she's at least?
I guess so. It feels weird. You remember?
And he may have restrictions on him. She may not want him to
No, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They have them both. A female can't touch him.
Your wife asked this follow-up question?
She said it, actually, when she was there. Okay. You remember when before, what year was it that Obey was stricken from the vows?
Obey your husband?
Right, absolutely, it was in there.
Love, honor,
I can
and
almost
obey.
Guarantee that, parents' vows.
I thought that one went both ways, though. Like that was love, honor, and obey. Was it love, honor, and cherish for him, and then love, honor, and obey for her?
I think obey was just for the female.
Should we bring that back?
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Good luck with that. Good luck.
I guess if that's what you're into.
No.
Hey, back in the day, it was,
whatever works.
Yeah, it wasn't in my wedding vows. My wife made sure of that.
The wife would get spankings back in the day. You'll see it in old movies. Sometimes they'll
that can happen.
Full grown woman will get taken right over the knee and get spanked in front of strangers.
The word
by her husband.
Obey was officially removed from the bride's part of traditional wedding vows in the 1920s, specifically 1922 by the Episcopal Church.
Well, I guess my parents didn't say that then. I thought it was way later than that.
I will obey you.
Yes, I do will. Declare to
That's
love,
how everybody
honor,
talk.
And obey.
Now spank me.
Oh, it was creepy hearing that.
Like, no one
voice.
Even remembers. I don't even remember the vows at the wedding. It was so long. I don't care. Whatever. Just repeat after me.
You guys didn't write your own vows?
No, we didn't. And we only said I do. We didn't repeat. He just said, do you in the names vow to honor, love, and cherish and all that? And I do. And that was it. That's all we said. We didn't repeat anything.
I was like, whoops, see you later.
So is that like, do I have the workaround here?
How much planning
you
did you do with your wedding? Were you involved in that quite a bit?
About 3%.
Oh, really?
And I wanted to be a part of it, but the first time we went out looking for things and she said this or this, and I said one, she picked the other. This or this. I said one, she said the other. I said, okay, I'm done. Just let me know when to be there, and
I hate those
doesn't
choices.
Even matter.
Which one, the yellow one or the blue one? Blue
yellow,
one.
Yeah, right. No, no,
blue
no.
Blue one. You don't like the yellow one? No, I mean, it's fine, too. I like the blue one better. What's so wrong with the yellow one?
Just
go with the yellow one. It sounds like, honey, you like the yellow one?
I wanted to know what you thought about it.
But you didn't like it as much, and I want to get the one that you like. Well, I told you which one, but you didn't want to go with it.
Is your name Alexa? Are you listening into my conversations now at my house? That's exactly how it goes right now.
Why is it so impossible? You ask me to make a decision, and then when I make one, you want to argue about the decision.
You know what? I get a lot.
Just you make, then fine. If sweetie, you make the decision.
If she cooks something new, and the first bite I take, you like it? Yeah, it's good. You don't like it?
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. I thought you just asked
just
me and I said
it
was good.
It was good.
But it's not great.
You don't sound like
it's
you
great.
Like it.
Tell me what answer are you looking for?
What is it?
And then that answer will come out of my mouth.
I'm like,
let's make
fantastic.
It quick here.
So is it better than what I
want to eat?
I don't know what else to say. It's good. That's usually what I say when it's good.
And hey, women have lots of complaints about men.
Yeah,
we need
to
acknowledge that.
Not again.
Oh.
Facts.
It is crazy how women generally will keep up with the birthdays, anniversary schedules, gifts giving to people and all that. They handle
really
all that load very
that.
Well.
Yeah,
we went to a birthday party Saturday and she got to give it. It was so great. I was like, oh, I didn't even think about
that is
because
wild.
I'm a dude. This is awesome. You are the best.
My niece had a 3-year-old birthday on Sunday and she was out of town. So she texted me what to get her from a store. And I was like, I'm not going to go do that. She's like, well, you got to take a gift. I was like, why? She's 3.
She's going to get lots of gifts at the store.
You didn't go get it?
She's going to get lots of gifts at the party. So
bring a gift to your niece. What is wrong with you?
I told my brother, he's like, good, because we already got too much crap. See?
So you know what I always take to those kind of parties? I just take a Sharpie marker.
That's sorry.
I take a Sharpie marker. I go over to the gift table. I pick one out. Cross out a name. Put my name there.
Nothing wrong with that. I brought her one of these. I got her this from the house, like a beef stick.
You brought her a wrap. Here you go.
Yeah, I was like, look. Riley, you're going to love this. It'll be delicious. And she's like, oh, thank you.
You doing keto?
What about eggs?
But she spit it out. Sauerkraut. I hate sauerkraut. All right, put up the signal.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey.
What is that?
Oh,
be my buzz of
Rangers next.